Yemen's Houthi rebels on Saturday claimed shooting down another of the U.S. military's MQ-9 Reaper drones, airing footage of parts that resembled components of the unmanned aircraft.
The Houthis said they shot down the aircraft with a surface-to-air missile, part of a renewed series of assaults this week by the rebels after a relative lull in their pressure campaign over the Israel-Hamas conflict in the Gaza Strip, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Russia launched a barrage of missile attacks against Ukraine overnight in strikes that appeared to target the country's energy infrastructure.
Russia said its air defense systems had intercepted more than 60 Ukrainian drones over the southern Krasnodar region. Ukraine's Air Force said that Russia had launched 34 missiles against Ukraine overnight, of which 21 had been shot down by Ukrainian air defenses. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Students protesting the Israel-Hamas conflict at universities across the U.S. vowed to keep their demonstrations going despite ongoing clashes with law enforcement.
Early Saturday, police began clearing out a pro-Palestinian student encampment on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston. The school said the demonstration, which began 2 days ago, had become infiltrated by individuals not affiliated with the university, with no connection to the school. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Residents began sifting through the debris after a tornado plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as it moved for miles through farmland and into subdivisions, then slamming an Iowa town.
The tornadoes wreaked havoc in the Midwest, causing a building to collapse with dozens of people inside and destroying and damaging hundreds of homes. There have been several injuries reported, but no fatalities. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs pushed back against a woman's lawsuit that accused him of sexual misconduct, filing a motion on Friday to dismiss some claims.
The motion filed in a New York court claims Combs cannot be sued because certain laws didn't exist when Joey Dickerson Deal made the allegations against him in 1991. The music mogul's lawyers want certain statutes from Dickerson Deal's claims, such as revenge porn and human trafficking, to be dismissed with prejudice. Paul Gomez reporting.
Six people were shot outside a nightclub in the nation's capital, police said.
The shootings happened Friday around 11:30 p.m. in the DuPont Circle neighborhood of Washington. Metropolitan Police Department Assistant Chief Ramey Kyle said officers were called after a dispute started inside the nightclub and spilled into the street. The six people who were shot sustained non-life-threatening injuries, police said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A 14-year-old Florida boy told police he accidentally shot and killed his 11-year-old brother after finding a gun in an alley near their home, authorities said.
St. Petersburg police responded to the family's home shortly after noon on Friday and found Amir Williams suffering from a gunshot wound, according to a police news release. The boy died at the scene. Amir was home with his older brother and 13-year-old sister, police said. The children's mother wasn't present at the time. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The United Auto Workers Union announced it reached a last-minute tentative agreement with truck and bus manufacturer Daimler Truck, averting a potential strike of more than 7,000 workers.
The union struck a 4-year agreement with the German company on Friday evening, just before the expiration of the previous contract, which was enacted 6 years ago. It covers workers at various plants in North Carolina. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.